This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To make you your best self every day, the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen for the presentation of Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, seeing very clearly as to what you want, what information we have. We bring you up to date on things, starting with some trending stories. Hi, Victoria, what do you have?
Well, Boeing and Airbus, two of your favorite topics, they're in the news right now. Boeing and Airbus are losing their licenses to export commercial planes and related parts to Iran after President Trump announced that he's pulling the U.S. out of the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said the licenses will be revoked after a 90-day period, and outlets are reporting that Iran Air had ordered 80 planes from Boeing and 100 planes from Airbus. All of that comes to a halt. Airbus is based in Europe, but it still has to pay attention and toe the line to U.S. licenses because more than 10% of the parts in Airbus planes come from America. So there's a little stipulation there. That may change. Airbus can get around this if they pull out that 10% from America and take their business elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Boeing may have actually seen this coming. The company's CEO told investors last month that Boeing was pushing back delivering plans for those planes to Iran, so they may have anticipated that the deliveries would never happen.
Boeing is sort of cornering the market on larger planes, the 787, the 777. Most of the orders they're getting. The 787 is the newer version of long-haul planes. They have a 240-seat and a 290-seat version. It's quite modern. It's lighter.
Is that the one with, like, apartments on it?
Well, the first.
I want the one with the shower.
First class. Yeah, you can get some really fancy, dancy setups. Depends on the carrier as to what they put in the plane, but the Boeing plane, the 777, especially long haul specialty, has been its mark, its trade, and so most of the stuff that's going international, especially on the West Coast to Asia, is a 777. The 777s are not 777s. The 787. Is something that is really taking the market by storm. There are a lot of the bigger planes that Airbus has been making have had a lot of trouble. The 787, they got rid of the problem right away. Where you remember the first one that went to Japan Air had a fire on it because the batteries weren't right, and they fixed all of that. They've been selling a ton of those planes. But what happens here, as you just suggested, Airbus, the Europeans, they're going along with, I guess some of the Europeans are going along with Bush on this and some of them aren't. Doesn't affect them as much as does some of the people in the Middle East. But as you suggested, Victoria, Airbus, it's like cars. The planes are made everywhere, as the cars are made everywhere. It may be assembled here, like they have an assembly plant for Airbuses down, I think, in South Carolina now. And there are assembly plants in China for Boeing planes, and there are assembly plants in Africa. I think they're building one in Africa. Anyway, what I'm saying is, you don't, when you get on a plane supposedly made in America, or a car you buy made in America, it may be that it was assembled in the correct way of looking at it. It was assembled here, but it was built everywhere around the world. And interestingly enough, many of the components in the Boeing plane and the Airbus plane are the same, as are many of the components in Ford's and Chrysler products, and they all come. I guess the best example of that are the Takata airbags. Remember when that whole thing literally blew
That's
up?
Still not resolved.
No, and people started saying, well, wait a minute, does my car have them? And basically the answer was every car has them. So they've been put out of business, and a couple of new suppliers have been created out of the necessity here. This is another example of when you say, okay, I stay loyal to this brand. Well, it may be that you want to stay loyal to, let's say, General Motors or Ford products or Chrysler or whatever, but that doesn't mean you're getting something that's distinctly different from what everybody else has. It may look different, but believe me, there's a lot of stuff in there, the components that are the same.
Yeah, but crunching numbers for a second, though, how much money are we talking when you say that, when we say Iran Air ordered 100 planes from Airbus? Like, how big of an order is that?
About $4 billion.
So, obviously, Airbus is going to take that 10% component of whatever they're doing in America and move it somewhere else, because they're not going to walk away from $4 billion because we pulled out of the Iran deal. It'll be harder for Boeing to do that, because they'd have to relocate probably a large percentage of their business.
Yeah.
But I don't know the answer to that.
I won't speculate, because I don't know. But I know that this kind of business, these numbers, a plane, the 777, costs about $340 million. So figure it out.
So 80 of those, yeah.
Well, there's 777, 787s in that deal. There are also some 737s, but Airbus is selling more of its competitor to the 737. That's why they call them the Neos. They're new 737s and the 767. There's just a ton of different planes and designs now. They were talking about big. Boeing is the largest, in terms of dollars, the largest exporting company in our country. Boeing gets more money for selling its products outside of America than any other company in America. All right. In a moment, we're going to have some help for those of you who need career counseling. Stick around. We have some help for you right after these words.
GEICO presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Right now at Kohl's, gifts for mom, cold cash for you. Give a fine fragrance starting at $56 or $54.99 Nike sneakers and get $10 cold cash. Give her a Roomba for $349.99 and you'll get $70 cold cash. Plus, shop other great gifts and take an extra 15% off or an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid in 10 through 13 through promo code Mom's Day. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
Honey?
In here.
Oh, you painted the ceiling.
Yep.
Blue.
Feels so much less cooped up, right?
I guess. What's the yellow paint for?
Well, the floor needs a double line, otherwise it's chaos. Can you hand me that yield sign?
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
We're about a quarter after the hour here on the DJV show. Tammy Cabell is the founder and CEO of Career Resume Counseling. It's a consulting firm. She's had a lot of experience, national authority in hiring. This is a big business headhunting, or there are companies we've advertised for some companies before that are into the career consulting, counseling business. So, Tammy, welcome. I guess I'm wondering, first of all, how long does it take to get jobs? What sort of areas do you specialize in? Executives? Are you all across the board? Are you helping people find jobs no matter what their career choices?
Very good question. Actually, mostly we work with executives. However, we do give advice to pretty much anybody looking for a job. They can find me on YouTube. That has I have about 200 videos. But going to your first question is, as far as how long it takes to get a job, you know, surprisingly, even with a low unemployment rate, it still takes about up to 6 months to get something under $50,000. From $50,000 to $100,000, it can take 6 to 12 months.
Why?
And that's a very good question. Because you actually have a lot more competition than you think. So we've got a low unemployment rate, but then there's the long-term unemployed. There's people that are underemployed, meaning that they are not making what they're worth. And then there are a lot of people, actually 70% of people who are working full-time are dissatisfied with their jobs, and 20% of the full workforce is actively looking for another job. That's 20 million people that are not counted by the government or the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
How does one figure out how much he or she is worth, Tammy, on the marketplace?
Good question. Probably the best resource is salary.com. There are a lot of salary calculators out there, but I've found that one's the most accurate. But we would be happy to also give an idea of your marketability. It really depends on the amount of achievements that you have in your career, not just what you're making right now, because that really doesn't play into what you can make in the future. It really comes down to what have you done to increase or save money for an employer. It's really what you've done that goes above and beyond just showing up for work every day.
What can you do for me today? Don't tell me what you did yesterday, that sort of thing.
Exactly. What have you done for me lately? Exactly. Yeah.
What are some of the mistakes when you are talking to people who are looking for a job and you counsel them? Do you ask them how they've approached it, or do you give them some key words, phrases, ideas? Because people are oftentimes not their own best salesmen.
Absolutely. It's really hard to toot our own horns. It always has been. But I would say, as far as the approach, it really depends on a couple of things. First of all, you have to have the right message. You have to be able to define yourself and define your expertise, which sometimes can be difficult. And so it's getting the right message in your, not only your resumes, but also online, mostly on LinkedIn. So making sure you have a great LinkedIn profile. And then secondly, it is how you approach it. Are you applying to the right positions? And if you're finding that the right positions aren't coming to you, you can change that with a good LinkedIn profile, and then making sure that you're not going for positions that you could do in your sleep, that you're overqualified for.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, maybe you need to reach out to the person that would be your boss in the companies that you would want to work for. You reach out to them directly.
What do you advise people about being careful regarding social media and how they present themselves on social media?
That's really important, because 75% of employers look at your social media profiles before they hire you. So you have to make sure that whatever you say on social media, in other words, get rid of the red Solo cups on all of your pictures. And so make sure that what you're portraying is something that's positive and not anything that would detract from your personal brand.
Career Resume Consulting. What's the YouTube and the email your web address?
Sure. They can find me at Job Search Lady or thejobsearchlady.com. That's going to be the easiest to remember. So if you just look up thejobsearchlady.com, you'll be able to find me.
Thank you. Tammy Cabell, some good ideas for those who are looking for a change in venue. 21 after the hour.
bacon lovers. We ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This movie quite well, actually. It's quite a good movie. The Pianist. Filmmaker Roman Polanski. He did, in some cases, I guess, still can make good movies. Horrible human being, however. He says the hashtag MeToo movement that sheds light on sexual misconduct of powerful men like him is collective hysteria. And total hypocrisy. Really? Interesting statement from somebody like him. He was interviewed for Newsweek magazine. This was the interview was given days before the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences stripped him of his 50-year membership. The case back to 1977. And we don't want those guys at the Academy to move too quickly. They cited... when he pleaded guilty to sex with a minor in 1977. Good God. He says this is hypocrisy. But he didn't elaborate. He was promoting his latest movie based on a true story at the film festival in Poland where he grew up. His lawyer said that stripping Polanski of his Academy membership bore signs of psychological abuse of an elderly person for what? Populist goals. You got to be out of your mind. This guy is a creep.
Good God. He had sex with a 13-year-old when he was in his 40s and then left the country so he wouldn't be,
prosecuted.
Yeah, prosecuted for it. So I'm pretty sure this doesn't count as elderly abuse. Yeah. I mean, this he should have been removed years and years
ago.
Some
people
and the fact
are so... They can say that... All right, never mind. I think we made our point.
I think everyone feels the same way.
Exactly. Yeah. 25 and change after the hour. Musically speaking, Carrie Underwood, Florida Georgia Line, Jason Aldean, all lead the nominees, Jen, four each for the 2018 CMT Music Awards. Little Big Town has been tapped to host the awards set for the 6th of June. They're also nominated for the awards, one in the group Video of the Year category, When Someone Stops Loving You, and two in the Performance of the Year field. Underwood, Florida Georgia Line, and Aldean, all nominated in the Video of the Year category. Blake Shelton, Brett Young, Brothers Osborne, Dan and Shay, Justin Timberlake, with Chris Stapleton, Kane Brown, featuring Lauren Alina, and Kelsey Ballerini, Luke Combs, Thomas Rhett, all round out the category there of nominees. final nominees, which are fan-voted, announced the morning of the program, with the winner chosen via social media during the award program itself. A number of artists from outside the traditional Nashville world. I find this interesting. Yeah, Justin Timberlake, Ludacris, Common, Derek Fox, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Huh. Country Music Television has the award show on June 6th at 8 Eastern Time.
They like to blend those. They like to blend those worlds together, kind of like the Grammys do, where it becomes more known for the performances than it really does become known for the awards. Mm-hmm. And there's some great, music and collaborations that come out of this award show. You'll remember probably the most famous of late is Chris Stapleton and Justin Timberlake performed together on this program.
Yeah. All right, other
Chris
musical
Stapleton
news
on the map too. That was a big, big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Phil Collins headed stateside this fall for his first major North American tour in 12 years. The tour is called Phil Collins Not Dead Yet. Live. A limited engagement, 15 shows in October. The announcement follows up his recent autobiography, Not Dead Yet, the memoir. The new tour kicks off October 5th in Fort Lauderdale, and goes to Brooklyn, Philadelphia, Chicago, then on to Los Angeles in October, the October 28th performance in L.A. Tickets on sale next Monday at 10 a.m. There's a pre-sale for city card holders on Friday tomorrow. So if you're interested in Phil Collins, which I am not, but I'm sure there are plenty of people who are, help yourself tickets on sale. I just find him to be just another singer. At any rate, 28 past the hour here on the DJV show.
In today's automotive news, one of the best-selling cars in America gets a complete makeover. The Toyota RAV4 made its global debut with Alexa, onboard Wi-Fi, 9 trim levels, multiple drive modes, and an 8-speed transmission. It'll come in all-wheel drive, a gas or a hybrid, and will be equipped with Toyota's SafetySense 2.0 as standard. You'll have the chance to order it with a two-toned roof, but you'll have to. But it will come with USBs in every row and up to an 8-inch screen. It'll go on sale at the end of this year. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers. Hey, Mom, what was that song? Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more, or visit ReputationDefender.com/.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It is 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen presenting another Good Day cycle of conversation and stories with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Kara is a millennial. I think we would describe Victoria as a millennial on the cusp. Jennifer's too old anymore to be considered.
Thank you.
A millennial.
You're the worst.
You're such a sweet talker. There,
you know, we should start describing Doug as too old for stuff.
But
what's really cute is that Doug is so
I've
old that
been
he's
told
actually
I was
a generation.
Too old.
Yeah. He's a generation away from all of us. Yeah, you're too old to be a baby boomer.
I'm too old. I've been told that I was too old for the last relationship, so I guess that means that I'm over the hill.
Wow.
See you later,
alligator.
Now it's not even fun to make fun of him anymore.
Yeah, now we can't make fun of you.
Yeah,
you play
the sympathy card. Oh, yeah.
All right, so what do we have to thank millennials for? Spending on debit cards. This is something I find very interesting, because I want to kind of get the sense of the room. How much of what you buy, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, is on a credit card or a debit card? When you go, for example, and nothing drives me nuts. We were talking about Starbucks earlier. There's this neat little, I don't know why this comes to mind. Over in Glendale, Jennifer, there's this neat little bakery that we like to go to. And I don't know, we go in and we order stuff, and it may be $16 or whatever it is. I can't remember seeing anybody pay cash over there.
No.
For anything. It's all card.
My ATM card is actually cracked by where the chip is.
Really?
Mine is not chipped, but I wouldn't be surprised if it happened soon, because I use mine all the time, too.
Yeah. Mine is very weak. It's very frail, and I still have to keep it going for a year, because I don't want to have to call and ask for a new one. But I use mine. I don't put stuff on a credit card very often. I put stuff that's big, like trips or, you know, whatever I'm booking, on a credit card. But typically I try to do everything through my debit, because it comes right out of my checking account. But yeah, I hardly ever have cash, although this week I turned over a new leaf and actually went to the bank to get cash so that I don't wear out my ATM card.
So why do you prefer
Wait a second, Jen. You were at the bank where you could have gotten a replacement card immediately, but you chose to get cash instead.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right.
So the debit card usage is up 16% this year. Credit card spending is up 13% this year. So this is, if you're in this business, I don't know how they make money, though, on debit cards, because there's no charge for using. There's no, you
know. Well, they don't really, which is where the issue has come from. People like to blame millennials for everything. And
yes.
So the newest thing that millennials are being blamed for is that they're ruining credit cards because they're not using credit cards. And now those poor credit card companies and the banks are making money off of them.
Well, millennials already have a lot of student debt. So why would they want to add more with credit card debt?
It's true.
You know, so I don't use credit cards at all.
Dousing of that conversation.
Right? But I use my debit card for everything. I never have cash. I never have a penny on me. So don't ever try to mug me, because I will not even have a dollar or any change or anything.
Right.
Never. I don't even carry a purse.
Post your picture on social media.
Yeah, don't try mugging me.
Attention muggers, stay away from this person. She has no cash.
I don't even carry a purse with me, because I hate that. So I just have my little, card thing that's like a little hard plastic case that has all my cards in it. Yeah. And then the only other thing I ever use is my Amex, but I pay that every month, so that's it. So it's essentially
really good.
I get points for that. That's the only reason why I use my Amex.
Yeah, I got a new credit card because I'm traveling, and so I wanted something without foreign transaction fees, and so I'm putting all of my travel related stuff on that, and because you get airline points too if you spend a certain amount in the first month. But besides that, I don't want to have extra debt. And if I do use my credit card, I pay it off every month. I think most millennials are confused, or at least I'm confused and frustrated by the idea that, like, every single thing you do is based on your credit. And I'm just like, why?
It's
want to buy stuff.
Yeah, it's
that
very,
I have
it's
the money
really
for.
Outrageous
yeah.
how these bums, these people, these three, the TransUnion and Experian, I forget the third one. They are the biggest thieves, liars, cheats, whatever it is.
But the best way to work the system, because it is what it is that you need credit to buy something, is get a gas card. That's the perfect thing to do, because you get a gas card, you throw all your gas on there for the month, it's a relatively low amount of money that you can pay off in full, and you start establishing credit for yourself, and that's a really good thing. That's a great idea, because the problem is, Kara, happy birthday. just turned 26, and yet when Kara, let's say at 36, wants to buy a house, if you're not using your credit card at all, you won't get a mortgage. And that's where the catch-22 comes into this. And that's kind of like where I'm at, because I don't use credit history. I don't really have a big credit history, because I don't use credit cards. So
you know what your credit score is?
I do.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to say it on the air. No, it's okay. I'm average. I'm average. I'd like it to be better. I'm working on it, but I'm average.
So when you go to borrow money, when you list you and your husband now, for example, if you move to a new place, you both have to be listed on the lease? Or are you just... Yeah. And so they're checking both your credit and your husband's credit. Is his credit better than yours?
No, his is worse than mine.
Really?
We're working on his, because he did like what a lot of people do. You go to college, you get every credit card on the campus that they wave at you, and he maxed all of his cards out.
Yeah.
And so he's got old debt, which we're working on getting rid of that, but it's like every one of our friends, we're all in the same boat.
We
you know
all
what
make
makes
the
me
same
feel
mistakes.
Wonderful? Oh, let me stop you for a second. You know what makes me really feel good about you and him? When you say something like you just said, you want to take a guess, Jennifer, what she just said?
We're
that has attracted
on it
my. Well, yes. Yep. That's very
well,
cool.
Well, they stuck with him. They will just got to figure that out.
You're not stuck with him. You can get rid of him anytime you want to get rid of him.
But you do marry someone else's credit, though.
Yeah.
And so, you know.
But it's just the way you said it.
Yeah.
The way
well,
you said it just was really
like
warm.
It's like your team.
Yeah.
Well, we
right.
are, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah. yeah. That's wonderful. So, I can only hope the same when Jennifer and Jeff get together, that it'll be the same.
Poor Jeff. I'm like, Jeff's got to work that out before I get over there.
Hey, as long as he doesn't have more debt than you do, and then they got to figure that out. And then we have Kara, who's celebrating her birthday this week. She's going to marry Prince Charming, and he's going to sweep her off her feet. And the only thing she'll be required to do once she finds Prince Charming is make sure she stays shackled to the chair in the studio. Other than that, she can do whatever she wants.
Wow.
With Prince Charming.
My future looks very exciting.
Yes, your future is very exciting.
Shackles are always fun, Kara.
Love them.
All right, so that's the story of credit debt. Hey, anybody keeping up with, I say this sort of in a gleeful way, but it isn't. I'm looking at a picture of that Ford Mustang that got eaten by the lava, and what else is going on as we go through the week with the volcano in Hawaii that hasn't calmed. Well, it's sort of calmed down, but still is going to have an impact. And I think we heard earlier that this could be something that goes on, keeps spitting stuff out for months.
They even said years. They don't. Yeah. They really don't know how long it's going to be.
Yeah. Well, you can't tell because you can't. You're not going to actually do any research into the bottom of that cavern because it's 18,000 degrees. Nobody's volunteering. We have enough. It's really funny. The volunteers that get into those hurricane planes and fly. what kind of mind says, yeah, let's do this. I'm going to fly into the hurricane. So there's nobody dumb enough that wants to get into some kind of. First of all, there's no way to get in anyhow. So it just.
But the helicopter footage, though, of how far the lava has spread now, it is so creepy, and it just looks like these fiery red tentacles.
Yeah,
that are
like
just
a horror movie.
It is. It really is.
It's like a horror movie.
Oh, it's just awful.
Yeah, it is.
And once this earth is scorched like that, that's it, right? There's no.
It's rock. It's lava. Becomes rock.
But I mean, what was? Because there's luscious green everywhere. I'm looking at the footage now.
Come back.
Yeah.
Can it really? After it's been
through the lava, it won't. But the volcanic ash. Remember, that's one of the greatest, most fertile ways to grow anything, is to have land next to where a volcano took place, where the ash settles into the loam, into the dirt, and enhances the nitrogen, the potash. Potassium that comes out of it is very, very good for growing. Thus, the reason that the folks at the Books talk about their flowers being grown on the side of a volcano, the flowers there are so rich, so gorgeous, so lush. Don't you want to get in on that? The Mother's Day presentation that you give to your mom, maybe you get these flowers. Here's an idea. Get the flowers delivered to you and bring them to your mom. Even if you like 400 or 500 miles away, that'd be what a cool way. You're laughing. I think it's a cool. What are you chuckling about?
Have your flowers delivered and then drive 500 miles to your mom.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes. That's very sweet. Your mother knows that you really care about her. So the Books, booking awesome flowers at Books Flowers, B-O-U-Q-S. Is there anybody listening who hasn't gotten this message yet? If you're dumb enough not to have taken action, then perhaps my reminder will not go unheeded. I know lots and lots and lots and lots of people who've heard me talking about the Books who are sending flowers to their daughters for Mother's Day, to their children, to their grandparents. It's a wonderful, these are really great flowers. And if you can't, if nobody's bringing them to you, you're looking for something, maybe you can keep your eye out for the Books. The Books. Books.com. B-O-U-Q-S. Use the code Doug. 15% off whatever the list price is that's in the catalog. Order them now. Get the extra 15% off when you enter Doug at Books. B-O-U-Q-S.com. If I do nothing else through the conversations that we've had about this, you'll learn that these things are so much better, longer lasting than other flowers or other gifts. But you won't know you try them And you can try them easily at the Books. Books, 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 B-O-U-Q-S. Books, this has become a household name now. Don't forget to enter Doug for 15% off.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Mother's Day sneaks up, and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells Mom he didn't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from the Books farms and delivered straight to your mom, so they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, Mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middlemen, you get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show Mom how much you care. Send her artisan-designed flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter Doug. That's B-O-U-Q-S.com. And remember to enter Doug to save an extra 15%. Books.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
We've all been there, trying to figure out what to make for dinner. Wouldn't it be great to have some help from your fridge? That's the idea behind the new line of JennAir fridges, where the JennAir app works with Yumly, a recipe app, to help you figure out what's for dinner. John Hall from JennAir explains.
Yumly is part of the backbone that drives this food journey integration. So we've got inside the JennAir app, you'll be able to take a picture inside of your refrigerator, and it'll recommend recipes based on the contents in there and start to bring you through that food coordination process and sending the cooking algorithms to our speed ovens or our commercial ranges. So really a great offering of kind of food journey coordination with this Yumly application as the backbone.
More info on JennAir appliances is at JennAir.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. End 6/23/18.
Ladies and gentlemen, the KFC Extra Crispy Kernel.
Bronze and gold, crunchy and tasty. This is a song about the crispy kernel. It's a new sandwich, and it's extra crispy like me. The crispy kernel comes in a $5 fill-up with wedges, cookie, drink, and a yacht. Okay, maybe not a yacht, but all them other fixings. Get the new crispy kernel sandwich in a $5 fill-up from KFC. It's extra crispy good.
Prices and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Virginia Senator Tim Kaine says that people will be held accountable for unauthorized portions of a mission involving American soldiers in Niger. Four of them have been killed in an ambush. Kaine's on the Senate Armed Services Committee, said that he and other senators learned that the troops initially attempted to embark on a search for a high-value target that they weren't authorized to do. You know, this just shows you how many we are just we're in places we have no business being. What the hell are we doing in Nigeria, assisting Nigerian soldiers? You know, these things pop up and you
think there's there's a lot of ISIS outlets there, and we were also there. Remember, there was they were stealing girls. Remember when Michelle Obama, very famously held up, but don't forget our girls. There's a lot going on over there.
10 before the hour.
Part
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
DJV time is 53 past the hour. Now time for us to go exploring. You know how this time of year is great for people that are psyche about traveling, going places and doing things and finding new places to go and having new experiences. Joining us now is Lisa Niver, who is a writer, an educator, somebody who I think that you've been described as a social media ninja. A lot of people who have a great following in social media, and you do because of your focus on travel. You've written a lot, done a lot of TV stuff. So let's take our audience to Monterey County and find some of the places there that will be really special for a summer getaway. This is one of those places that is just magnificent. And it's almost one of those places, for me anyway, Lisa, that never begins and never ends. It seems to like go on forever, and that's cool because there's so much stuff to do there.
I completely agree, Doug. It's a great year-round destination, and now it's one of the stars of the hit show Big Little Lies. Mm-hmm. So we put together some ideas for you for kind of a big little road trip that includes the places the cast visited and filmed during season one and the upcoming season two. So I want to tell you one of the best ones that's been around over 100 years is Lovers Point Park. It's a great place for any kind of shoreline recreation, and it's a backdrop of a lot of the scenes in Big Little Lies. And you might see sea otters and harbor seals there.
Really? So what? The first time you saw this, what did you think? What did you feel? And did you bring people with you, or were you by yourself for the experience?
The first time I went to Monterey Bay was when I went, I learned how to scuba dive there, and it is a really world-class destination for diving. I definitely saw sea otters, harbor seals. It's one of my best memories being in the kelp forest in Monterey Bay.
So what about the getting in and getting out? Can you go and stay? Can you camp? Are there plenty of hotels or motels? This is the type of area where those old-time motels that you see in the old movies and TV shows, they are plentiful, I think, around here, are they not?
Absolutely. Just like you said, there's a place to stay for every kind of adventure traveler. From if you want to have your own fire pit and glamp, you can go to Ventana in Big Sur. If you want to go to a brand new hotel, the Getaway is just open. They're waiting for you. And so there's every different kind in between. You could stay in a bed and breakfast in Carmel by the Sea. So there's every kind of location for staying.
When people think of California, they think a lot of different things. Oftentimes, because I live part of the year in Los Angeles County, people, and there are some beautiful places. You go north on the PCH. This is going north, north, and then north. But the PCH, for me, is the best way to get there and to sort of drive around. Do you agree with that?
I completely agree, and I found out, I didn't realize that Monterey County is actually the largest grower of Chardonnay in the entire country. So there's
really?
Plenty of, you can go to the wineries in Carmel Valley, Salinas Valley, so when you're on PCH, there's so many places, obviously don't drink and drive, but there's so many places to go visit, and it's a great, I think that's a great wine tasting fact that most of the largest grower of Chardonnay is Monterey County.
All right, so these are places I've been. You can comment. Certainly the bay to watch whales, go to the aquarium, that kind of stuff. I think Carmel by the Sea, which is where Clint Eastwood lives, the beaches there, there's some neat art galleries, the Carmel Mission, and there's Big Sur. Isn't that what most everybody, when I think of Monterey, they think of Big Sur, don't you think?
Absolutely. I think the tower and cliffs of Big Sur and, of course, the Monterey Bay Aquarium. I love the jellyfish exhibit. That's definitely
really?
Everything you mentioned, for sure.
Why,
but yeah.
Well, jellyfish are plentiful there, but why do you like that? What's there about that that you like?
Well, I love the exhibit. I love the way it's done, and I think that people need to understand that all the creatures are important, not just, you know, they sometimes only want to see the cute ones, but,
yeah.
You know, there's all different kinds of creatures, and they're all part of the ecosystem.
What about flights? You know, we were talking about driving in and out of there. How easy is it to fly in or public transportation, trains? What are people mostly use to get access?
Well, in California, we're pretty married to our cars, definitely cars. But the Monterey Regional Airport is a great way to get in and out of Monterey. It was featured in Big Little Lies, and the airport has more than 40 flights in and out a day, and a lot of them
really?
Are nonstop. Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right. Golf, the Pebble Beach Golf Course, all that kind of stuff. Very romantic place. Cannery Row is neat. The cathedral, it's just a neat, neat place. So if you're thinking about something, here's the first of many ideas I'd give to you. Go to Monterey County, where there are plenty of gems. And, of course, the reference to Big Little Lies brings a lot of people in as well. Lisa Niver, thank you for being here on the DJV program. Did you want it back?
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.